For a long time, affordable, or at least relatively affordable, housing was one of the Valley's calling cards and a prime reason for why our population growth was so dramatic. After a sharp downturn, that healthy population uptick has been revived. But housing isn't quite so affordable, whether you own or rent your home or apartment. But a recent story in the Arizona Republic is a positive sign for those hoping to hold on to affordability here. The Kofelt-Lamoureux homes were Arizona's first affordable housing project when it opened in 1953, but it was in danger of being torn down as recently as 2012. Catherine Rager, senior housing reporter for the Republic, wrote about the project's renovation and revival, and she's with me. Catherine, what made it possible for this complex to be revived and not destroyed?
Well, it is on the historic register, and that helped. And it is Arizona's oldest affordable housing, you know, with HUD, predate some of that, but affordable housing complex. They are apartment homes. And because they were run down and they were historic, so you couldn't do things to them, they were slated to be torn down in 2012. And, you know, 800 residents living there, you know, three-fourths of the nearby Hamilton School live in this complex. So it was a real issue in this, you know, South Phoenix community has been around for so long. And they had to become very creative to figure out how to make it work because they couldn't, you know, completely, you know, redo the outsides and they needed work, but the insides needed, you know, they were 1950s and they needed new appliances, new AC, everything. And it was the first public-private partnership of this new HUD program, and the developer Gorman Group, who's done a lot of great affordable housing in Arizona, came in. But again, 2012, and it just opened. It took some while. It wasn't an easy process, and several groups had to come together.
Well, yeah. I mean, what would have happened, obviously not just to the 800 residents, but to the surrounding community? What would it have meant? How would it have gutted that community?
Yeah, well, for number one, they think the school, the elementary school, would have definitely closed because three-fourths of their residents would have moved away. And if you know that area, it's around Pima and 19th Avenue. It's very industrial, and it has, you know, really come up to that community because that is a prime. It's where the freeways come together. It's a prime industrial area. But the community has a park and it has a community center, and they revitalized those as well and really made it a place onto its own to keep that. And I don't know where those residents would have gone. You know, it's very tough to find affordable housing, and this is a very central spot. And, you know, some of them have lived there for decades, and it's just their home.
The hope for many is that this could, I don't know, lead to a trend or not just be a one-off, because affordable housing, as you mentioned, is a real challenge here, and it's growing. Is there enough involved? Is there enough to be seen with the fact that these disparate groups were able to come together? Does this signal something positive?
I think it's a really good sign, these groups coming together and making this happen. And a difficult, you know, we don't have a lot of historical, like this on the historic register, affordable housing here in Arizona. Many of them are, you know, built in the 70s and 80s, so they won't have as many challenges. Many are very centrally located, and of course there's demand for that land. But also residents who need affordable housing need to be closer to their jobs and schools. So that's just key for our community to thrive. And looking how this team, they just hung in. They came together, you know, state, federal agencies, private developer, and people who weren't even involved with those groups anymore continued to work on the project to get it to open. And the residents are thrilled, and it's a, you know, an incredible thing for the community. And I think if they make this first-time HUD, you know, public-private program work in Arizona, it's a great sign that, you know, maybe it was the hardest for that group. The next projects will be a bit easier each time. And if we have these, you know, great folks who are dedicated and willing to put in the really hard work to make it happen, I feel like that's a good sign. It's very heartening for me.
We talk about the affordability of Phoenix. And for a long time, what made people move here was the relative affordability, certainly compared to California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, that kind of thing. Where are we at now in terms of folks being able to afford where they live, whether apartments or houses?
It's certainly a lot tougher. Of course, it, you know, during the housing boom, it was very tough, and you and I have talked over the years. The crash, it got a lot easier because everyone's prices and rents went down. But now that the economy is doing better and home values are back, people are having a hard time. And we had, just in regular apartments, not affordable apartments, but we've had, you know, 10, 12, 15% increases annually for the past few years. Recently, with all the new apartment development, we've seen that slow down a bit and maybe give a bit of a breather, but we're still at those high levels, and that makes it really difficult for people to afford. And some rankings have come out showing, you know, we are now in the top 10 for least affordable, you know, at the bottom of that list, number 9, but on a list with places like San Jose, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, and that is not a spot we have ever been before. So a lot of attention to that and the affordable housing and just the workforce housing, someone making the median income here, being able to afford to rent or buy close by. So it is something I think we need to watch this year.
Catherine Rager of the Arizona Republic. She is the paper's senior housing reporter.